Hi. Hello? Hello?
The code was written wrong.
Hello?
Hi, this is Martha. The
Hi,
code
Martha.
was written wrong. I think the code was wrong on the email, so I'm sending out a new email. 5706, not 5706, not 60.
Right. A little dyslexia is all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did not use the email. I used my file, so I got the right one.
Yeah. Well, did you hope you had a nice holiday, Cal? One.
Busy,
One.
busier than I'd like to be, but how about you?
Yeah, I did. I had a good, ready for a whole new year, so.
Yeah, bring it on, right?
Yeah. I wonder, it's kind of funny because I invited my United Nations friend, Mohan Peck, and we're working on messaging for climate, and I hope he didn't dial. Now he's got the wrong code number. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to think if they're calling from the email, that they have their email open and they'll flag yours, right?
I love the program that you're doing. I'm trying to create some kind of a file because I'm having a little ADD with everything that's going on, and
It's coming at us
I almost
very
want to have
quickly, isn't it?
I want to have a directory of what everybody's doing and be able to publish that. It takes a little work because these calls are really incredible. For me, sometimes I have a little bit of a hangover after about, wow, that was incredible. Now. And then 5 days later, I forget.
Yeah, we have to somehow sustain the feeling and the collaborations that come to mind when we're listening to these things, right? Well, I did the same thing. I started asking people for their top five, what they want everybody to know, because I'm like you, I want to get this messaging in so many different layers that I get everybody, So I haven't had the time to just sort of compile and push others to give me their top five, but I kind of like to hear what the different experts think are the most important things for people to know, because they don't agree and they don't know how to shut up. You ask them for five, they give you 55. And people don't have time. I'm trying to get nuggets into people's heads as well as, deep information for those who have the time and inclination.
Well, I feel like that's my skill, except I don't, I haven't really figured out how to be compensated for doing, the kind of things that I do, which is, overall
Well,
message.
you're a strategist. I hear you. You get excited about things you listen to, and in your mind's eye, you can see, oh yeah, that'll work. So marketing yourself as a strategist, which is what I'm trying to do now, because I've left Fairchild. I'm on my own, and
Hello,
it's not easy.
this is Mark, and it sounds like somebody was able to get on.
Caroline and Mark.
So anybody else?
No, I sent out an email with the correct, it looked like she had transposed the 6 and the 0 at the end of
Okay.
the code.
Okay, great.
Hi, Mark.
Sorry, I couldn't figure that out myself. I was scrambling here. So, who sent out the right number?
I think I just this is Martha Shaw. I just sent out another email about, and in the headline of the email, the subject matter, I put the old code from her old email.
Okay. Yeah, and your email has not come through to me yet, so.
Oh, really? Maybe I should go check that.
Right, because I did not use the email to access. I used my old file, so I got it right.
Okay.
But I think everybody else is sort of. Let me see if mine came through from you yet.
I sent it at 104.
Yeah. No, it hasn't come in yet, Martha.
Maybe I...
Okay, can you tell me what it was, and I'll go ahead and send it out to the group?
Okay, it's, wait just a moment. No, it's just, wait a minute.
770-5706.
Okay, 770...
5706.
Okay. Great.
And it had said 6 euros, so it's 06.
Yeah, it's Climate Literacy Network at list.edu.
I got it, Mark.
Okay, good. All right, so let's give a couple more minutes before we get started, but we can gossip and catch up on things for a couple minutes here.
I've been talking to the Institution of Oceanography about the IGERT program.
Good.
I'm thinking about maybe going back to Scripps for a little while from whence I came. I talked to you up at CU about doing that, but now I've been more looking at Scripps. That's when I was at the Cancun Climate Summit, I ran into the Scripps people.
Uh-huh.
We've got this whole communication program going right now.
Is that right?
And I've got my master's degree there. I might go back.
So what's the communication program about?
It's called IGERT. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with IGERT because we've had one here at CU Boulder.
Oh, how did that work out for you?
Well, I wasn't involved, but it was through the Center for Science and Technology Policy Study, and I think the people that went through the program got a lot out of it, and I'm not quite sure of the status of it right now, but... I've heard good things.
It's basically what they're doing is, if you know, I want my PhD to be in coastal processes, which my master's is in sea level change and the climate effects on sea level change.
Uh-huh.
And so to the IGERT, you get another $30,000 a year to work on the communication side of the whole thing.
Yeah, great.
We'll see what happens. My mother passed away over Christmas.
Oh, really?
Hi.
Yeah, so it just changed everything because I was in New England because, you know, staying close to home. But
guess that changes everything. My goodness, I'm sorry, Martha.
Yeah, it's been very, very sad and difficult, but now I realize I'm sort of free to do more of what I want to do.
Right. Yeah, but it's so final. Can't stand it, this death thing, you know.
I can't either.
You know, for a big girl, I always say, I gotta grow up and accept this, but it's so hard. It's just so final.
Well, everybody was there. So I want to go back to the West Coast again from whence I came. Hi, everyone. It's Laura Tenenbaum here.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Thanks for those great links, Laura.
Oh, good. Is that Carolyn?
Caroline Lewis, yes.
Caroline, sorry.
Hi. No. I am pretty fluid.
Hi, this is Lynn. I'm here.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
So it may be just the five of us.
Alan Gould just called in.
Alan?
Hello, Alan. Love that video.
I know.
I have said that everywhere.
I want to make one like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sounds like we've got enough folks to move forward. And we don't have any particular agenda unless... any of you have things that you'd like to talk about. Lynn, I think you had a topic that you wanted to discuss a bit.
Yeah, I was going to talk about this made-for-TV movie that I'm working on. And
okay, so maybe before that we can just quickly go around and everybody can introduce themselves, and if there's any updates, mm-hmm. that would be really helpful.
Yeah, great.
And then we'll turn it over to you, Lynn.
Okay.
Well, this is Martha Shaw from Earth Advertising, and Lynn and I were going to, Lynn was going to talk about content for her project, and I definitely think we'd all be helpful in that, and then I was going to just again put out the offer of, I'd like to be able to keep publishing things that the Climate Literacy Network people are doing on CSR Wire in a column, and so I... still willing to kind of aggregate things and repurpose them and publish them. That's all I had to say about that.
Okay, great.
As Bort would say.
That is great.
And Caroline, anything new at your end?
Yeah, Caroline Lewis here from Miami. Doing some collaborating, some discussions anyway with David Blockstein at NCSE and Doug Cohen, and working towards an IGCCE proposal on innovative global climate change education. So it's been an interesting ride. I don't know how innovative they really want to fund it, but we're going to push the envelope.
Who are you writing it to?
NASA.
Oh, great.
It's the NASA proposal that Barbara Mann had shared with us. It's still pending, but we're working on it with Miami-Dade College and the Miami-Dade County Public Schools, targeting diversity and the usual scope. But this one seems to be calling for innovation. So, you know, Martha and I were just talking about how do you sell what we do? You know, we're strategists. We come up with stuff, and, you know, I got these great colleges and school systems that want to work together. So maybe we weave it, right? And access to all of you have been really helpful in framing my resources and thinking, so thanks.
Awesome.
Good. Alan, what's new with you?
Well, we are going full bore ahead with the lifelines for climate change, high school climate change education. We've got, I did, at last count, we actually had about 100 teachers involved in this. Which is,
yes.
Our goal is to have like 320 at the end of the, in the second year. But so far we have about 100, which I feel is doing pretty good. And we had 20 leaders who went through orientation, and three of them so far have dropped out. I expect there might be another couple that drop out. But, but maybe not, and so that's not too bad either in terms of having leaders to organize the professional learning communities of high school teachers.
Yeah, I'm very interested in how long have you been doing this now, Alan?
We started last March recruiting in our recruitment and recruited over the summer and had orientations in August. And the leaders have been recruiting their people to go into their individual professional learning communities, or PLCs, through the fall. And you know, our goal was to start full bore with actually having meetings of the professional learning communities this month and onwards.
Right.
A couple of the groups actually have started. Two of the leaders have already started up their meetings. They started last month. The others are still getting their groups together, so it's a little bit behind schedule in that regard, but that's not too unexpected. We're looking for resources, and the clean website is one of the ones I want to have, and we're looking for speakers too to speak to the teachers, scientists as well as education people who have really, really great resources.
Now, Alan, when you say speakers, is it to go to a place or is it like more of a webinar?
It's more of a webinar, my goal is to have a all of any speaker who speaks for us will be archived, but not as a recording per se, not a recording of the whole thing. But if they have a PowerPoint file, each slide will have its own narration. So that's what I want to work with the speakers to create a customized archive product, actually, that they can use, actually, but that would be for our event, to be a record of our event, and so that people who can't make it to the talk will actually have the talk. They'll have the slides and the person's voice, but separated slide by slide.
Alan, I can hook you up with speakers or be a speaker myself. It's Laura Tannenbaum, JPO.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
I've been looking for NASA people in particular.
Yeah, I'll just, I know exactly who I'll hit up. And if you want, you can hit me up too. So we link to you on our professional development page, right?
Yeah,
we're promoting your Lifelines project, so.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
So I've got all your info, so sometime this week let's talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
And Alan, I'd be interested too. And I don't know if you want to include the movies, but right now, I'll be talking about this later, but we're developing a curriculum to go with the films about how to reduce CO2 emissions, and I might be off, you know, sort of more off target for you, but if that's something you would be interested in.
Well, it's whatever you have that is for high school is on target.
Okay.
If it's for high school and it's pertinent to climate change, then it's right on target.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be great to have you as a speaker too.
And that Dreaming in Green film, that's high school girls, four high school girls talking about science and data and everything.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alan, you know, I have this tremendous experience with empowering these teenagers to kind of find their voice on environmental literacy and that. And I don't know if you heard my presentation to this group a while ago, but I think the teachers could use some inspiration and motivation about their role in provoking and empowering the conversation. So when you get there, let me know.
Okay, that'd be great. Now, and who just...
That's Caroline Lewis.
Caroline Lewis, okay.
Right.
Okay, that's good, too.
And just one other thought from our end here at Ceres. We are in the process of finalizing the website for the Inspiring Climate Education Excellence workshop that we did last year. And unfortunately, it's taken us, you know, more than 6 months to get the videos of the speakers up online, but they'll be hosted up on the iTunes University website with a lot of the other National Science Digital Library videos, and we'll be developing some learning guides that would go along with the different talks from climate experts. So potentially that could be something that would complement what you're planning there, Alan.
Inspiring Climate Education Excellence.
Yeah, it's not quite ready for prime time, but it's close. And I will send out...
I love the name of it. That's great.
I'll send out the link when we get that finalized.
Okay, that would be great. One of the things that we've discussed in our leaders' meetings is the fact that there's a lot of stuff already out there that's been developed.
Mm. Yes.
And some very good and some not as good, and ones that we've tried. So I know that the clean folks are doing some vetting of things and trying to get the best, you know, a listing of best resources. And that would be really valuable. To have something that people have that are tried and true, that
and I think that what you're saying is, I just want to beg that, that what he's saying makes so much sense, that we put these best listings a little bit more out there. You know, they're, I mean, to find them and access them is a little embedded, from my perspective anyway. And I think having them on your blog, Mark, and access to them, so that people understand that when they click on that clean link, they're getting vetted exercises and programs and resources. So I guess it's a PR thing.
Yeah, we need to do a lot more to market and explain to people the value of having this collection of resources that, that have been through this very thorough review process.
It's a lot of work, and it's good stuff, so let's get links to it all over the place.
Date, if we pick out one, this Martha again, if we pick a date, I can send out a big announcement of all the program. I could have a story be called, you know, climate literacy programs, you know, blossoming or, you know,
okay,
reaching. And then I could put in this, I could feature whoever we want to feature here in the group, and then I could put some kind of a link to the clean directory. And if we just pick a date for doing that, I'm very happy to, and get that as a feature story.
Excellent.
The story will just about the, you know, this year is the year for climate literacy or all these programs. Or
okay.
Awesome.
Great idea.
Is there a date that might be good for that? And we can mention Lynn's programs. And
yeah, maybe we could aim for the end of the month. We should probably have other people weigh in on when the best time is, like Tamara, who's tied up this week. But maybe on next week's call we can discuss that in more detail. But thank you for the offer there, Martha.
Maybe February is Climate Literacy Month.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea. And, you know, Martha, I think one really important thing to address is, you know, if you look at Andy Revkin's article about, you know, all the snow, I think it would be really important to highlight that, and if there's any kind of scientific information about why it is that these, you know, warm air masses coming down actually cause more snow. And last week we were talking about how the right wing is so well coordinated, and like if this was the right wing and they wanted to, you know, promote climate change, they'd have some kind of great tagline about, you know, snow means global climate change or something like that. You know, more snow means global climate change. Or because I think we need to really get that out there, that this, you know, that this isn't a result of climate change, rather than proving it, you know? So do you know if there's any curriculum out there?
Yeah, I think that's true, but I think that maybe this particular column could be about the plethora of climate literacy, the importance of climate. Yes, and that's why we need more climate literacy. Yeah, I totally tie that right together.
That might be the handle, because that's sort of what's on people's minds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because what's obvious is there's not enough climate literacy out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming up with their, every time it snows, they have a new
I was going to say, I think we need to be cautious about the weather and the climate claims that are made, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want to rain on the parade, but
yeah, I mean, well, Climate Central has run into some problems already because they described the 10 big climate events of 2010, and a lot of them were more weather-oriented, and so they got a lot of flack from, you know, the denier and skeptical folks who said, well, you know, you can't have it both ways of saying that weather is different from climate, but then you're pointing to weather events as being evidence of climate change. And
they could go to jail.
What's that?
They could go to jail.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I think in that...
Oh, right, yeah.
Because Alan pointed to the full .earth article that Andy Revkin had put together, and Andy was in touch with a number of climate scientists about the theories being floated out there about why there's so much more snow in Europe and parts of North America this year, and that a lot of the climate scientists are are skeptical about some of the theories being floated out there.
Uh-huh.
So we need to definitely be careful about wading into those waters.
I don't actually remember where I got this information, but you know, when last year in D.C. when we got three big snowstorms back to back, and everyone was saying, "Well, you know, forget about global climate change." I don't know. How do you find whether this explanation was correct, where Greenland was in the 40s, and that it was Greenland air that had come down, and that was what the first time in many years. So, but it seems like if we don't address this, that you can be sure that the right wing is going to address it and use it against us. So I know, this is part of our, I know that scientists have to, we can't say anything unless it's, 100% accurate, all that, but in some ways, if we don't respond that it could be, at least saying that it could be this, or, that, well, this is the first time this has happened in 1,000 years, and the green and the air
right.
has come down. I really think that we need to address it, or else they're certainly going to address it, and then we just lose our credibility with the public.
I think there's actually a bigger picture here, which is people not understanding the process of collecting evidence, and that for any scientific theory to develop, sometimes it takes decades to gather the right amount of evidence to be conclusive. And if we explain this to people, that it's normal that there be scientific debate, and it's normal that it takes a while to gather evidence, and then they stop being so, hopefully they stop being so reactive when every teeny little microbe of evidence comes in and then everybody has a fit over it,
Yeah, the other piece of that is science never has 100% proof on anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a matter of degree.
Of gathering more and more evidence over
exactly.
decades.
And
if you think of like plate tectonics or something, how much evidence finally got collected over generations.
Right.
And this is just more kind of in the public eye than the average, scientific theory is. But I think it's kind of useful to just educate people not just on climate, but educate people on the broader perspective of science and what is evidence and, what is mm-hmm. actually involved.
Well, as the book, I wrote with Gary, How We Know What We Know About Our Changing Climate, it starts out like that, what is science?
Which is
and it's not faith, and it's evidence.
Exactly.
And it says all that, but on, the other side is that we're all going to die if we don't do something about this. So
there is that problem.
Yeah, so I'm feeling like we have to address it.
Yep.
Even though we don't have certainty, I think that we need to say that this could be the cause, throw out their answer that this means that there's no global warming, that's not the answer.
I'm not totally, the longer I've worked at GPL, the more I'm convinced that we're not all going to die in the next 10 years.
Our kids and our grandkids.
Well, I'm not sure about that scaring people is actually the way to go either.
No, I don't scare people. I'm just trying to scare you.
I agree, though, that I agree that I disagree with that statement. There's no evidence. There's nothing that says that we're all going to die in the science of climate change. There's nothing about it, in my view. This is Alan Gould speaking.
Mm-hmm.
That you're really overstepping your bounds by a statement such as we're all going to die. Some people actually might die, but it's not going to be, a broad sweeping statement like that does a real disservice to everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
right-wing nutball.
Believe me, I don't go say that publicly.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't have said it to you guys, but you know what I mean. Don't you?
Yeah, there's consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think we're talking about the promotion of climate literacy. I think that when we stick to the promotion of climate literacy, then we don't get into those kind of arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Because who can argue with more climate literacy?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's really a very good point, because there's plenty of groups out there, and some of us are directly or indirectly involved with them, that are kind of fighting the good fight against the naysayers and so forth. But, the ground that the Climate Literacy Network has carved out is to promote an understanding of how scientists know what they know, and build that basic literacy around climate processes and different impacts on the climate system.
You know, I'm coming from a perspective, this is Alan again, that when we first started the Global System Science Project way back in the early 90s, it was not even established at the time that there was even such thing as a temperature rise that was attributable to climate. Well, and there wasn't even established the fact of temperature rise at all. That was not an established fact. So at that time, when the debate was, is there really global warming? Okay, and I was on the side of, we don't have the evidence, folks. Don't go out there making claims that there are temperature rises when we really don't have that evidence. Okay, and now I'm finding myself with a similar kind of argument that, people tend to go to extremes based on nothing at all. And so I would really caution people against that. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. That's the whole question. We don't know what's going to happen. Now, you could invoke the precautionary principle saying because we don't know,
right,
we should do a bunch of things. Or, better still, as I think has been said before, there's plenty of reasons to do a bunch of actions that have nothing to do with climate change.
Exactly.
They have to do with intelligent use of energy and conservation and
exactly.
All kinds of...
Exactly. The economy, there are
all health,
that.
Actually.
Yeah, tons of other reasons that don't...
National defense.
Exactly. Have anything to do with fear.
So,
okay, I retract my comment, okay?
this is Caroline Lewis, and just kind of putting an additional spin or something, moving on from this, that public engagement model is, I think, the thing that excites me the most, because I think, hearing this conversation now, and I am in full agreement pretty much with Alan and Laura, but I think just getting people to talk about this, to look at a graph, to express an opinion based on some scientific data, is huge. And I think the more we look about Middle America, and we really think about who we're trying to educate or get climate literate or make intelligent energy and water consumption uses, I just think we got to just keep these broad engagement models alive and well. So it's not an all-or-nothing game we're playing with those who want to play. It's a cast a net, provoke their thinking, and then offer these deeper, more intense opportunities. But, there's a whole ton of people we're missing. And I just want them in the conversation, not just as you very well said, Lynn, this Republican GOP denier type machine just spins out catchphrases and a PR campaign, and then Middle America has something to latch on to that's not based on anything but catchiness,
Yeah. And we can't,
we can't
do that because
we're not funded by oil companies, so.
Right.
But I still think it would be a good idea to think about, okay, with the facts that we do have, what can we agree on? And with those facts, those scientific facts, what kind of pithy bumper sticker could we come up with that is scientifically accurate, but that somehow will work in our favor?
Aren't people doing that? Isn't there somebody in all this climate change education thinking about that? I mean, here we are, a bunch of poor folk talking about changing the world in our own little domains, and I'm positive that somebody's agenda includes this, and maybe we should...
Yeah,
we're thinking about it.
Martha, in your circles, have you come up with, any...
Oh, I'm just sitting here thinking about all the bumper stickers I did for Stonyfield Farm. I've done a lot of bumper stickers, but it's kind of funny. Maybe in this article we can maybe part of the article will be thinking about bumper stickers. Like, I just was just thinking of one while we were talking about, it isn't about, you know, you can't argue with being more intelligent. We're talking about just more. Maybe that's more what the bumper sticker is just be, you know, it's about intelligence somehow. It's like not being dumb.
Yeah, but then we're the elitists. We're the intellectually elite, so you got to watch that.
Unfortunately, there's a campaign now of, like, stupid be dumb. It's one of the shoe stores. But it is kind of like maybe it's just about not being dumb. It's about learning more. And here's some ways to learn more that are really fun and easy and,
okay.
You know, a different
I'll tell you how I would address this, okay? So exactly we want them to think about what a bumper sticker might convey. Rather than come up with bumper stickers or that, create a competition where the citizens of different cities get to come up with bumper stickers, have some prize that they put back into the environment, and you make it a fun, open-ended, engaging, you know, they're coming up with their thoughts.
I love that idea.
But that's why these public engagement models and why Martha and I want to get paid for being strategists. Mm-hmm. It's impossible because this is what I do. I look at the solution in a more how will I get what I want, you know, what we all want to do. But
yeah,
I took gamble years ago and they paid off. Pardon me?
Well, you know, Carolyn, I can ask the Tick, Tick, Tick to do that because I've been hanging around with Kelly Rigg from Tick, Tick, Tick. Mm-hmm. And I think they could help to create that competition almost overnight. That's a great idea. Maybe we could launch it in February during Climate Literacy Month.
Well, if we could get... I'm very serious now. We formed this Clio Institute to try and pay some salaries, and if we could link the effort to the Clio Institute based in Miami but working nationally, I'd really appreciate that because... That's just one thing, and I mean, all of you have connections to people looking for a big, quick, scalable idea that's open-ended, engaging, and it's full circle give back. I mean, any company would want to give to that kind of initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind, please.
Okay, this sounds great. And if people are really interested in that, I mean, we could get just talk to some funders about just...
Do you want us to have a separate phone call about that? And we could pull this off. So,
yeah.
I think we pull that off so quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we have to have a funder right now. I mean, why do you wait for a funder? You can get somebody to fund it after.
Mm-hmm. To offer a prize.
I think we could just pull it off. No, I think we could pull it off as a big social media campaign. It would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe through Tick, Tick, Tick.
Great idea.
They're all totally set.
Yeah.
They're totally set up for it. They don't need the money. You know, spend the whole month looking for the money. Mm. In some ways.
Yeah. So I don't know anything about Tick, Tick, Tick. Somebody can send some info out about that?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to need to take off a little before the top of the hour here. We've got about 20 minutes left, and we started a little late. But, Laura, I think you're the only one who hasn't sort of
updated us. Yeah, I have just a couple of
things.
First is I teach on Tuesdays, so I'm free until mid-February. So, you know, I'm going to try every Tuesday to get on the phone here and reconnect with everybody. So maybe sometime, you know, before mid-February, I can give maybe a 20-minute presentation on updates of the website. I think I've met everybody on this call except for Martha. So, hi, I'm Laura Tenenbaum. I work at Jet Propulsion Laboratory on the climate.nasa.gov website. So I know you were talking about resources and whatnot. So, you know, maybe we need to get acquainted. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that site or not.
Laura, this is Caroline Lewis. If we met, excuse my forgetting.
We met. Yeah, we talked on the phone a while back.
Oh, right.
Remember,
okay.
Remember,
so
I called
had...
you and all that. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I think we, yeah. Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Anyway, so
what's
I'm
the name
always interested.
Pardon? You're talking about which site is it that you talked about?
It's climate.nasa.gov.
Hmm.
No WW or anything, just climate.nasa.gov. So that's a good point that you bring up, that question, and that is, you know, the website's been around, I think, for a year and a half, and I know that people are always looking for NASA resources, and there's a lot of people on these global climate change education grants that are funded by NASA.
Right.
And people sometimes are struggling to find NASA resources, so I know where the NASA resources are. So, in fact, my job is getting the resources into the hands of the people who would like to use them.
Laura, I need you.
I know. I need you, too.
All right, I'm going to call you. Hope your number's on that last email you sent.
What did you tell? What's
your
phone number, Laura?
I sent everybody an email. My work phone number is 818-354-1226. So
one,
that
two.
Would be, I sent an email right before the end of the year with three new videos that we created.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Or that I created. And then, thank you. And then I just sent an email this morning. There's just a real short, user-friendly teacher document called Tips and Tricks for Teachers, How to Use This Website in Your Classroom, downloadable PDF thing. So I'm just trying as hard as I possibly can to get resources out, and to get people to pick them up and use them, because I know people are doing professional development, and they're doing learning modules, and they're doing teacher trainings and all kinds of stuff. So I'm just hoping that people get the resources that they need and getting them into the hands. So I'm going to be kind of mentioning that hopefully on every telecon from now until I go back to teaching in February.
Great.
Thank you for doing that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nice
would
meeting
you,
those of you who I haven't met yet.
Yeah. Would you be able to link the films? Because the films are now on the National Science Foundation website and the NEA website. So there are two government websites you could link to from NASA.
That have those three videos?
Yeah. They have all
oh.
the six videos. Yeah.
Oh, fab. Well, send me an email, and I'll make sure that everything's, you know, cross-linked and everything.
That'd be great.
Okay, I will do that. And who was that?
Lynn. Cherry.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
And I don't want to take up any more time because I want to hear about your project.
Okay. So I talked about, were any of you not on the call last week?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Okay. So
I wasn't on it.
Okay. So what I was talking about is that I'm, you know, I have these six short films that are now on the websites of National Science Foundation, National Education Association, National Wildlife Federation. They're, Jane Goodall Institute has a whole page, the Roots and Shoots. So I'm getting them out to a lot of different nonprofits. But now I'm working on this made-for-TV movie. And my producer, Larry Combo, has done dozens of programs for National Geographic and Discovery and Animal Planet. So we're going to be bringing this, hopefully next week or the week after, to pitch it to a network. And Larry's going to be doing that. And so my questions for the group were, as we're making this movie, I was going to send something out through the Climate Literacy Network that's sort of a more cogent about how can what you're doing and the messages that you most care about, how can we possibly integrate them into this movie? Now, it's a documentary, and it's about Alec Lors, and for those of you who don't know him, when he was 12, he became the youngest Gore presenter, and he made up his own presentation for younger kids. He's spoken to hundreds of thousands of people now. And the movie is really pretty incredible because it starts when he's 12 and it shows him speaking at Green Builders Conference and then his town hall. And then at the end, he's speaking at TED and Bioneers and the United Nations and the American Museum of Natural History and Congress. So you see his whole trajectory from 12 to 16, where he becomes this absolutely dynamic speaker, and he's really the youth representative trying to get action on reducing CO2 emissions, getting rid of coal, He has a Declaration of Independence from Fossil Fuels, which he worked on with James Hansen. And his mentors are Hansen and Larry Zweigert, who's the head of National Wildlife Federation, and someone at Scripps, Lisa Schaefer. And Ted Turner, I have him on the movie where Ted Turner comes up to him and says, "You're the real Planeteer. Do you know Captain Planet? You're the real Planeteer. And if you do this million kid march, I'm marching with you." And so he's now organizing a million kid march, cities all around the world, marching for reduction of CO2 emissions. And what Hansen's been asking for is a tax on carbon. And so Alec has not actually spoken out on that yet. He's trying to figure out, well, you know, what's the ask? You get a million kids to march, and this is going to be in May. What's the ask? And I think that that's where we can really help, is we can figure out what is the ask. So I wanted to get some feedback from the group about, you know, the important things in the film. And what I could do is when I, you know, have this DVD, you know, like a demo, ready in a few weeks, and I could just put it up on the website so people could watch it, and then we could get feedback. So
I think we already answered what the ask is. The ask is to get more intelligent, is to learn more. Then we have things ready for them to learn, to use.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because it's non-controversial that way. Mm. Just learning more.
You know, I love that. I love that. Just educate yourself.
There's also learn better.
There's a bunch of websites, and it can actually be made too. Is to take what is it that you take your personal inventory of how much CO2 you actually
your
produce.
Carbon footprint.
Yeah, what is your carbon footprint? Thank you. It might be nice to get if you had a website where people could go to calculate their carbon footprint, and you can ask people to try to reduce it by a certain percentage.
That's a good idea.
I would do layers.
Well, there was a place, when I was in the Cancun, there was the Green Solutions, and there was a company from a British company that had an incredible way of doing your footprint. It was like a big, giant, you know, it was kind of something that came out of a museum, and everybody was all clustered around it because it was a big screen around it, and, you know, and they said they could pop those things up for not that much money. They were really nice.
Oh, now that's a great idea to have those in shopping malls and just everywhere people go.
Have it at the gas.
And have it at the movie theater where we show the films.
Have it at the car place where you buy your car. You calculate it at the airport right before you get on that jumbo jet for your vacation. I'm being sarcastic.
They were really gorgeous the way they were done. They were fabulous. I mean, I couldn't do a better job myself.
Do you have any photos of it, or is there a link to the company you could send us?
But I think the answer is to get smarter, because what we have on our side is intelligence, and you know that, Laura, that's incredible, the website.
Oh, thank
you. You know, we have all this on our side.
Yeah.
And once you start to be intelligent,
remember, get smart. Get smart.
Get smart.
Get smart.
Shoe phones, right? We thought that was weird.
What?
The shoe phones, when he picked his shoe up.
Yeah,
yeah. I like to call
some of us are dating ourselves, Mark. We got to end this.
Well, then you could get the smart car folks to fund some of your stuff, I bet.
Oh, yeah. In fact, someone already told me about this. They gave me a contact at Smart Car, come to think of it. The woman who started Smart Car Company.
So,
Car.
I need to take off here in a minute because my daughter is leaving to head back to Copenhagen tomorrow, and I told her I'd take her out to lunch. Hmm. So, but I do have some thoughts, Lynn, about how what you're proposing could tie in with the Our Day Climate and Energy Literacy Initiative, which you and I have talked about a little bit, and I'm still not clear what, if anything, is going to happen with that, but you know, certainly a lot of the thinking that went into having contests and bumper sticker brainstorms and so forth could overlap with the discussions that Chip Cummins and I and several others have had around this ACELI, the ARDE Climate and Energy Literacy Initiative. But
Mark, I love this bumper sticker. Get smart, understand climate, and then with the clean network and or the whatever, you know, with the links to the NASA and all the other things.
Yeah.
Actually,
clean
maybe,
up America. Oh, get smart, clean up America. Oh, yeah.
I think that you might want to do it, get climate smart.
Oh.
Well, I think we
Or maybe get smart is more snappy.
Get smart is snappy and it's subtler. Although it'll come out just as climate anyway, but we will be in their face.
Right.
Mark,
I like
it. Talk a little about ACELI? Because in terms of ACELI, as we talked about ACELI down in Cancun and different places, but my feeling, and my feeling could be wrong, was it was one of, you know, they were waiting for funding and they had hired, I shouldn't say they because I think I'm on that same committee, but I think it was looking for funding and
yeah.
And they had a writer and I really
right.
think some of these things we're talking about we could just execute.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like what we talked about a minute ago, if we could look for funding for a whole month and meanwhile there's a lot we could do immediately.
Yeah. Well, also, this guy just gave me $10,000 last week, and he was really, this is all came out of this, his being mad at me for not getting the message out. And this conversation is totally, I mean, is exactly what he was saying we needed to do. I mean, he could just give us more money tomorrow if
Hello.
He felt.
Hello.
What? If
That's
he felt,
it?
If he felt that we were, you know, on the right track. So it wouldn't take a month.
$9,000 grant to do a sea level, demonstration.
Or like ALEC, you know, Sea Level Awareness Project.
So I'm going to take off, you guys. Keep talking if you want, and we'll catch up this week. And happy birthday, Lynn.
Thank you. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
That's good priorities. Goodbye, Mark.
Yeah, bye, Mark.
Adios.
Bye, everybody. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Martha, you there?
Yeah, I don't want to start. I mean, I don't know if it's... The thing is there's a diesel right now is a big campaign called Be Dumb.
Uh-huh.
And I think Get Smart is a great idea, and we should just start running with that. But I also think we might want to come up with something that is a little more twisted. Like, I can't believe that if you go down Fifth Avenue in Manhattan now, there's, like, about 25-foot signs that say Be Dumb. It's diesel. And
Be Dumb,
it's
diesel?
I was just thinking of diesel, you know, they make jeans and shoes and...
Mm-hmm.
But I was
What's the point of that motto? This is Carolyn. What is the point of that motto? Be dumb.
No, but it just makes me mad because, yeah, we got enough dumb people. Like, why would you be right in the middle?
I think they're just trying to get your attention. I don't think they want you to be dumb. It's sarcastic.
Oh, they're so stupid.
It's kind of like the word bad, you know, like when Michael Jackson used it in the 80s, or now the new word that people use is sick, which means good.
Yeah.
Right.
Just, you know.
Oh, be bad, like badass.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so
sorry.
Trying to get your attention.
Excuse my slowness.
I want to try working on a logo that has to do with the brain.
Because
it could be a little edgy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Well,
brain?
You know how IQ and EQ came out? Remember when EQ was emotional quotient?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there a CQ, a climate quotient, that we can play with a line? It's about getting intelligent in that area. So, if...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if CQ is so catchy, but the whole IQ EQ thing was very grounding for me.
I think that's a brilliant brilliant bumper sticker. What's your CQ?
Yeah.
and there you've got another bumper sticker, and then at the end you could have a clean look at, you know, clean.
Hey, and the C could be a carbon quotient or climate quotient or all of the above. I like
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because it could be climate quotient. It could be, and the carbon quotient could be your carbon footprint thing.
There you go. All
so,
right, we're done.
You know, that would have to be accompanied by an actual online little quiz with 5 questions or 10 questions?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
We have
and if you promise to keep it to 5, please.
We have done a series of quizzes on our website.
Oh, you do?
We do. It's on the interactives page. There's a series of quizzes that we have. Mm-hmm. They're actually really fun, and there's sounds and pictures and little...
Is this NASA?
Yeah, this is the NASA page. On the if you look at interactives, I believe, there's
okay.
5 quizzes.
I'm looking.
Is this Laura?
Yeah, this is Laura. There's an energy quiz, an ice quiz, temperature quiz.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, God.
Quizzes.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
It's right there. So, you know, we could even have, like if you did a bumper sticker, we could have the right at the bottom. So it could say, what's your CQ? And we don't even have to say what it is. Just say, what's
exactly.
your CQ? And then
the
URL, climate.nasa.gov. And it's NASA, you know, so no one's going to be offended because it's NASA, right?
Who's going to argue with NASA?
That's right.
That's great.
That is so great.
It's fabulous.
And it's right there. It's all done already.
Okay, let's take a vote. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Okay, we're moving. Whose permission do we need on this?
You've got it. It's free. You can take it.
And these ideas, we're all just group thinking. They're just, you know, they're for us, you know, just for everybody.
I think it's awesome.
You know what totally, then my thing is smoke and mirrors, so I could actually create the campaign quickly, like today. I could launch the campaign when we launch Climate Literacy Month,
mm-hmm.
and it's about climate literacy, and we do the whole thing on February 1st, and we have, you can download the, you know, what's your CQ.
Is there a way that they could get a bumper sticker online? Get smart. Understand climate. What's your CQ? And then have the NASA
I don't think it's
thing.
About having to be a bumper sticker. Well, maybe NASA. Maybe Lauren could pay to make a few bumper stickers, but I don't think it's going to really be about the actual. Well, do you mean have the bumper stickers by the march?
I think. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's like I don't know about you, but when I sometimes things get on my radar screen because I start seeing them on a bunch of different cars like that. The Darwin fish, what's that all about, you know? Or the I'm a gamer, what's that, you know? But, so I think that bumper stickers actually, I know that they, you know, they're things and, you know, they're material things, but on the other hand...
They provoke.
I think a bumper sticker that people would be putting on cars, I think, and then people start writing articles about them. It could be a really good campaign if we could get some bumper stickers. I don't know. I guess the most important thing is to launch it first, and then maybe think about the bumper stickers. But I don't know. It'd be good to have bumper stickers. But that maybe some company or someone would want to just do it. Some bumper sticker company.
I did a big campaign with on Recycle Congress when we were just trying to get the Capitol building to recycle, and we wanted to do something very quick. It was not offensive. And what we did was we created a campaign. It said Recycle Congress, and it was like you could download them in your little hometown.
Mm-hmm.
You could spray them at them, and all of a sudden, and we put it through this network of millions and millions of people when we move on, and people were downloading them,
mm-hmm.
and they were starting to display them everywhere. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
kind of fun when you do something virally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we should have a manufacturer where you could log on and you could buy a bumper sticker too, because this distribution of bumper stickers is limited. I mean, you got to be somewhere where you're going to be buying bumper stickers. So
no, I was thinking online, but then how do you get them to stick?
Oh, a company and have them built up and take orders. Because that's easy to do, because they'll just print them as they get the orders.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it.
And PayPal sends them out? I mean, how do they send them out?
Well, I mean, if you want to get into that business, that's when people order T-shirts and everything. It's their T-shirt company, so.
I'll ask my brother.
But I just think it's a great idea, and that mm-hmm. the bumper stickers is one of the avenues. But I think this idea of what's your CQ being a what's your climate, I would think of it as more like climate than carbon, because mm-hmm. as soon as you get into carbon, you're getting into the carbon taxes and the carbon trade and the, you know, and then you get into...
Cap and trade and all these connotations. I think you're right. And climate quotient just, it speaks to what we want. We want them climate literate, at least trying to look at some of the data collected. So
yeah, and it, that this website that Laura did is right there, already made up. I mean, that's great.
And Laura, thanks for pushing that too. I get so incensed about grants that create another set of curriculum and another set. I'm like, I want grants that will use these ridiculously awesome curricula and models and stuff. Yeah.
That's already out there.
And everybody is writing a grant to create a clearinghouse now. Now we're going to have 2,700 clearinghouses.
You're so right, because that's one of the things I have to do this year is kind of look at all the stuff that's out there and try to figure out who to promote and what to do with it all.
I just want somebody to cull my inbox, to cull my files, and we're writing this grant proposal, Laura, and I would like you to be my NASA go-to gal.
Well, I've actually talked to David, or emailed him, or we've emailed back and forth each other a little
bit.
So, yes, I'll be your NASA go-to gal.
Oh, good. I'll put you in the grant, whatever percent.
I want you.
You got it.
Okay, mutual.
Thank you.
To get off the phone a little bit soon, but
yeah, I do too.
I was going to say, I'm sorry, my brain isn't working out great, but the person who's doing the article in that Earth Advertising.
Martha,
is she still on the phone?
Yeah, what? I just did the bumper sticker in my own little way. And I'm going to send it out to, but I want it, let's just have an email list of who's going to work on this for now.
Wait, so Martha, is this you?
Yeah.
Martha. She is such a multitasker, Laura. She was busy doing that while...
I know, it's awesome. I loved having ADD in the back.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. So, Martha, if you want anything from me, like, I'm totally willing to give you whatever, you know what I mean? I've got scientists or anything NASA. Just, you know,
Laura, can you give me your email again? I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. It's actually maybe I should just email you. It's Laura LAURA dot F like Frank dot Tenenbaum T as in Tom ENENBAUM at JPL.NASA.gov. Kind of a beast.
Okay. Yeah. Now I recognize who you are.
I know, sorry. It's just easier if I email you and then you can just reply.
I'm just sending everybody, I'm sending you and everybody just this idea that we just did with the two bumper stickers, so now everyone will have...
Hello! When you
and you have me on that, right?
It's everybody. I just sent out to everybody.
Laura, when you send that email, can you say Climate Literacy Network,
Working Group.
So wait, what do you want me here? I'm on my email right now.
Yeah, just call it to the promotion, Climate Literacy Network promotion or something. And then you say, we've decided to create a do-it-yourself campaign in 30 days, and we're going to have some follow-up conference calls about it. And it's going to be right now, it's Caroline Lynn, me
wait,
and you.
Wait, sorry, I'm totally confused. You want me to send an email right now?
Well, I think you could, because then it'll have your email address.
Okay. I've sent a couple this morning, but I will send another one now.
Martha, I just sent you one. Send it to you.
Okay.
So it should come up any minute now.
I'm sorry, Laura.
I'm the brain dead one today. No, I'm working from home because I'm not feeling well. So
guess what happened to me over... This was my mother passed away.
Cat passed away. I know it doesn't sound very equivalent to a mother, but I cried
for
days.
Do you mind if I take a moment to recap what I think we might have just decided? What we decided is there are a lot of, and Caroline and I were talking even earlier before Lynn got on, and what we decided is that we really need to get off the stick a little bit and just get some messaging out there while we're all raising money to do messaging and this and that. In fact, it turns out that the messaging is there and people don't even know how to find it. So what I thought we were kind of agreed on is that on February 1st, we're going to launch a little a news campaign about just the climate literacy being really the key thing to be thinking about, is just getting more intelligent, becoming more smart, and how you can do that. And we're going to have a little campaign around that, and it's going to link to the NASA site. And then it's going to link to, by then we'll have a little place where we're going to link people for more information.
Mm-hmm. Cool?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And Lynn just sent an email, and it's got my email on it, for those of you who didn't get my email in that long.
Yeah, I just sent it.
Okay, good. Yay.
Yeah, Martha, is yours just going to come a little later, Martha? Because I got Lynn's right away.
No,
I think
we're all set, so I'm going to create an email. I actually just did a little bumper sticker just for kicks, so at the end of the day, I'm going to send a little email out with maybe a little plan for this, and we'll see if we can do something quickly, because I want to raise money for things, too, but I spend more time trying to raise money than just doing things.
Mm. Yep.
Well, I'm going to sign off. It sounds like I've just gotten everybody's email, so everybody has everybody's email.
Yes.
I think you guys know what I mean. I'm just I'm completely available to give you either NASA scientists or me. I'm a science communicator or anything NASA internet. So that's what I'm there for. And
awesome.
And be in touch.
Okay, and I'll send you the links to NEA and the NSF so you can link to the films and some blurbs and what. And have you seen them yet?
I've seen some of your older stuff, but I haven't seen the new ones.
Okay, the newer ones are even better.
Well, I can't wait to see them.
Dreaming in Green and Plant for the Planet.
Okay, sounds fab.
Yeah, well, this has been so fruitful.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
great.
All
right, I got to run too. This is Caroline, but great brainstorming. I love it. Let's run.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.